Jake moved me and Mom to LA. When Mom passed, I moved in with Jake and his wife, True, and their kids, JJ, Billy, and Belle. My grandpa, Johnny's dad, moved in too. Grandpa died 3 years ago, though. He had a stroke that he never recovered from. The last of my blood gone. Even though I had my grandpa back then, Jake and True adopted me. My mom had asked them to. She wanted me to have a legal guardian after she was gone. I had a ready-made family, and I love them all, I do. But really, music was always my home. I never felt more comfortable than I did when I was at the studio with them. But Ray's eventually stopped coming around the studio when his dad decided that he preferred drinking to working. Now the asshole just spends his days getting wasted and leeching off his only son. But that's a story for another time. Ray's and I continued being friends, though. I didn't have many friends around that time, so I wasn't letting go of the one I had. Ray's and I were friends long before we formed our band, Slater Ray's. Speaking of our band, where's Cash and Levi? Cash is our drummer and Levi plays bass. I've known them almost as long as I've known Ray's. I met them both at high school. Eventually, I introduced them to Ray's. The four of us created Slater Ray's when we were 15. We've been together ever since. Cash got distracted. I laugh. Cash gets easily distracted, usually by women. Who am I kidding? It's always by women. Levi? Taking a piss. I take a long pull on my cigarette, letting the smoke out slowly. I watch it curl upward toward the ceiling. What's eating at you? I bring my eyes down to Ray's. I shrug. You think you played shit? I laugh and take another pull on my smoke. You know I didn't. Then what the fuck's wrong with you? I lean forward and put my cigarette out in the ashtray on the coffee table sitting between us. Since when did you become my shrink? Fuck off, I'm concerned. I'm fine. Is it the Johnny stuff again? I get compared to Johnny. A lot. Hell, even my and Ray's friendship has been compared to Johnny and Jake's. Does it drain me? Drive me nuts? Of course it does. Hearing how I'll never live up to the musical standard or success that Johnny had sucks ass. Think Kurt Cobain. Johnny has been immortalized in the exact same way, his face and talent frozen forever in time. Unfortunately for me, unlike Kurt's offspring, I'm a musician. I play the same instrument as Johnny did. Therefore, every aspect of my life is measured against his. My talent, my private life, everything. Johnny died young, so I guess if we're going the same route, I have a few years left in me before my car takes a nosedive into a ravine. I know, I'm fucking hilarious. I shrug again. I don't know, man, I'm just tired. The door flies open, banging against the plasterboard wall. Motherfuckers! It's Cash. What the fuck are you two pussies doing in here? Braiding each other's hair? I flip him off, and he just laughs. Green room, now there's pussy waiting to be signed. That raises my brow. Signed? Sorry. Cash grins. I meant fucked. Both Ray's and I laugh before getting to our feet and following him out into the hall. The three of us walk into the green room, which is already filled mostly with men I do know, roadies, producers, and the like, and women I don't know. Levi is already here. He hands me a beer as I approach. Cash is off, already beelining for some Asian-looking chick who's sitting on one of the sofas. I'm guessing she was his earlier distraction. She'll last for the night, and then he'll move on to the next. Like we all will. Ray's is talking to one of our sound guys. Good show, Levi says to me. His words don't sound like a question because, unlike Ray's, Levi doesn't probe. He's just chill. The most laid-back motherfucker I've ever met. Yeah, good show, I say to him. I take a swig of my beer and let my eyes drift over the room. One table filled with food, another littered with booze. There'll be drugs here too, just not on show. Music playing in the background, women here hoping to hook up with one of us. Same shit, different night. Yawn. Shit. If 15-year-old me could hear me now, he'd probably punch me in the nuts, and I deserve it. Maybe I was right earlier. Maybe I am burned out. Maybe I just need a break from everything.